Bradley Bozeman is with us. It has been a crazy NFL free agent season with the draft coming up, with everything going on in America. It seems like everyone's focused in on every move. And your organization, the Ravens, seem to be very aggressive about a win-now mentality. Do you feel like your franchise is in that category of we are a Super Bowl contender as we get ready to play football again?
You know, we're going to do everything we can in our power to be good and to do the things that we're here to do. So, you know, we're a one game at a time team, and you got to win this one to win the next one to move on to the next one. So, you know, that's kind of our mentality, and we're going to take it game by game and, you know, see where the pieces fall at the end.
He's behind you most of the time, so you don't always get to see it until you watch the game film. But Lamar Jackson's maturation as a quarterback, how amazing has it been to see him become an MVP-level player?
It's been great. You know, there's been a lot of doubt about Lamar through his career, and, you know, he has been able to overcome that and surpass that, you know, by leaps and bounds, and nothing but respect for that guy. I mean, he comes in, he works hard every day. He's a great leader, great teammate, great, you know, everything. Who you want as your quarterback. And I'm very, very blessed to have him as my quarterback.
Did he give the offensive lineman Rolexes this year? Am I right about that?
Yeah, he did. He did.
Do you wear it every day, or is it just a keepsake?
It's in the safe right now. I got to get a link for it, so I'll have to get that link whenever all this clears up. So.
So if I asked you, because one of the guys that was one of your teammates not only in 2016 on that Alabama team we're profiling today, but also there with the Baltimore Ravens, who's faster, Marlon Humphrey or Lamar Jackson?
That's hard. I think straight line speed, but on-field speed, I'd have to say Lamar. I mean, the guy's impressive. Just his quick. I've never really seen anything like it, so. I would say on field it would have to be Lamar, but just straight line, probably Marlon.
Former Alabama great, now with the Baltimore Ravens, Bradley Bozeman is with us on the Bud Light Seltzer Hotline. Look, NFL guys make good money. You could live most anywhere you want. You have chosen to live in an RV. Why have you made this choice?
Well, so last season we traveled the country with a foundation and be able to go and speak to different the different schools, because people had been reaching out to us. One was, hey, can you come to our school in Arizona? Can you come to our school in Texas? And, you know, it's kind of hard just to hop on a flight and go to one school and come back. So Nikki and I decided to buy an RV and travel. And then we also decided to live in it for 10 months. And actually, we just bought a house in January. So we're out of the RV, fortunately. You know, it's we're not stuck in it for quarantine. So we're in the house now, and we're just working away.
But was it your plan this summer just to go city to city? I mean, as much as you could, you had to be back for camps and all. But this spring and summer, you were going to be all over the place in it, weren't you?
Yeah, and we were. We did a cross country trip.
Okay.
And we went. We started here, and we started, I think, February 8th. Started in Maryland in our first school, and we talked at Plaxico Middle School, and then went to Nikki's hometown in Kennesaw, Georgia, Alabama, across Texas, New Mexico, up to California, then back across Salt Lake, and then we made it all the way back to Denver, and then all the Corona stuff happened, so we had to everyone canceled on us, so we had to come on home. So
that's unfortunate, and I know the foundation will keep going though, and you guys will be able to do some great work throughout the off season as you can. You can follow Bradley on Twitter at BSBoze, BSBoze, and BradNickyBozeman.com is the website, and you can find out about that foundation. If people want to help out Bradley, how can they help out with the Bradley and Nikki Bozeman Foundation?
Just spreading the word. I think, you know, me and Nikki and I always talk about, you know, it takes a tribe, and you know, just spreading the word, and whether it's volunteers or whether it's, you know, donating or what, anything you can do, you know, kind of help get our message out there and spread and show these kids that, you know, there's people here to help. You know, you're not alone. It's okay to talk to people, and we're here to be their advocates and to be, you know, a bouncing board for them. So anything you could do, you can donate on the website, You can find the website on our social medias, on BradNickyBozeman.com. You know, just anything you can do that you think might help would be absolutely appreciated.
Yeah, trying to eliminate childhood bullying, which is a huge issue in our society right now, and they're doing a great job of that. Bradley, thank you for the time. Always nice talking with you.
Yes, you also. Thanks.
All right, take care. Be careful out there. Bradley Bozeman with us. Not in the RV anymore. He hung that one up. Got him a new house. But he was with us on the Bud Light Seltzer Hotline at your favorite retailer now with three flavors, strawberry, mango, or black cherry. Only 100 calories, 2 carbs, and gluten-free.